Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, here are your hosts, Light Beer, Chris Clements, and Dark Money, Sean Noble.
All right, welcome back. This is a quick special edition, breaking news, Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble. Chris Clements will be here for our next episode. But I wanted to, just a little bit ago today, today's Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, we had the verdict in Georgia come down on the case of the three men who shot and killed Ahmed Aubrey. And thank God the jury found those guys guilty. This was a case that these guys claim self-defense. It's very interesting in the juxtaposition of the Kyle Rittenhouse case up in Wisconsin, which was getting all the attention. This really was the case that people should have been paying attention to, because this is a situation in which a black man was on a jog through a neighborhood. Two white men, a father and a son, see him run by. That looks like the guy that was, you know, doing some burglaries in the neighborhood. They grab their guns, chase him in their pickup truck. They drive by another guy's house who ends up joining the chase, and he videotapes it, which, as it turns out, was probably a good thing for justice, not a good thing for those guys. But at the end of the day, the jurors, a mostly white jury, said, look, this is absolutely murder. And so they all three got convicted on murder charges. And they used as their defense a law that was put in place in Georgia in 1863. This is a law that basically said citizens can try to, you know, institute justice or citizens arrest, that kind of thing, which really was just a way for the South at the time to continue to, you know, harass and go after black people, because, you know, obviously slavery had been abolished at that point. And it was interesting. It's interesting because in the course of the next number of years, let's say it's a couple decades, there were hundreds of lynchings that were justified under this law. And what we saw in Georgia last year, as a result of this, was essentially a modern-day lynching. These guys chased this individual down, cornered him, and then, as he was trying to get away, shot him and killed him. And then claimed self-defense, because he was coming after them with his fists. No mention in their defense that, oh, we were chasing them. You know, I mean, they said that they were thinking that he was a burglar. But talk about it. Excessive force. If you're talking about a burglar, just call 911. You know, if you want to follow them, whatever. Those things are. There's so many different ways this case or this situation could have gone, and unfortunately, it went in a way that this young man lost his life. But also, thankfully, justice was done. It was meted out, and these guys now face life in prison. The judge will decide whether there's an option for parole, but I just think it says a lot about our justice system that we had a mostly white jury in the South finally come to a conclusion that is just. And that's something that I think we take for granted under our legal system. And obviously there's a lot of people who have seen the legal system work against them and in a negative way. And I think that all Americans today should be happy as we go into the Thanksgiving holiday. Be thankful that we have a system that's working right now. It doesn't work every time. I will never try to make that claim. It's a system that has flaws because it's run by people. But in this case, it worked. And for that, I'm thankful. And we'll have more to talk about that after the holiday. I'm sure we'll have lots to catch up on. There's so much going on. But for now, I just want to do a little breaking news, light beer, dark money rant. And thanks for joining. Make sure you listen in on whatever podcast platform you use. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Light Beer, Dark Money. For now, Sean Noble, I'm out. Thanks, guys.